Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 2nd, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. As part of an agreement with the Japan Fair Trade Commission, Apple announced it will let developers of reader apps like Netflix, Spotify, and Kindle directly link customers to a sign-up website. The commission has been investigating Apple since 2016 for suspected violations of the Anti-Monopoly Act, and this agreement will close that investigation. In the press release, Apple appeared to clarify what constitutes a reader app, saying developers of reader apps do not offer in-app digital goods and services for purchase. The Monetary Authority of Singapore, Reserve Bank Australia, Bank Negara Malaysia, and South African Reserve Bank announced they were working to develop and test a common platform for cross-border digital payments. The banks hope to show technical prototypes at Singapore's FinTech Festival in November 2021, with a plan to publish findings by early 2022. The Court of Justice of the European Union ruled that zero rating by German telcos Vodafone and Telecom violated EU net neutrality law. In 2016, EU telecom regulators issued guidance that telcos could zero-rate services as long as they were slowed down with other services once a customer hit a data cap. However, the court found this practice draws a distinction within internet traffic on the basis of commercial considerations that was contrary to the obligation of equal treatment of traffic. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration sent an 11-page letter to Tesla asking for detailed information on how its autopilot system detects and responds to emergency vehicles parked on highways. Tesla has until October 22nd to respond or face fines up to $114 million. Twitter began rolling out its SuperFollow subscription feature to a select group of iOS users in the U.S., letting those accounts collect subscriptions from followers in the U.S. and Canada. Users not in the test can be added to a waitlist, although they must have at least 10,000 followers, be at least 18 years old, and have tweeted 25 times in the last 30 days to be eligible. Twitter plans to bring the feature to more countries, as well as Android and the web, soon. Google announced it now has 50 million subscribers between YouTube Music and YouTube Premium, including those on a free trial. In Q3 2020, the company reported it had 30 million subscribers. Reuters sources say Apple is facing an antitrust lawsuit in India, arguing it's abusing its dominant market position with its in-app purchase system. The nonprofit Together We Fight Society brought the lawsuit, which will now be reviewed by the Competition Commission of India to see if it merits further investigation. Ireland's Data Protection Commission issued a €225 million fine against WhatsApp for failure to adequately tell EU residents what it does with their personal data. This is the second largest GDPR-related fine. WhatsApp has 3 months to bring its communications to consumers up to compliance, and the company plans to appeal the decision. Logitech released the MX Master Series for Business and Ergo Series for Business with keyboards and mice that can connect using a new Logibolt USB-A dongle, which uses an encrypted Bluetooth connection that is Federal Information Processing Standards compliant. The Bolt dongle supports Windows, macOS, iOS, iPadOS, Linux, ChromeOS, and Android, and costs $14.99. Qualcomm introduced a lossless mode for its aptX Bluetooth codec, able to deliver CD quality 16-bit 44.1 kHz sound wirelessly. Existing chipsets that support aptX can also support the lossless mode, with the first compatible headphones set to arrive later this year. Samsung announced the ISOCELL HP1 image sensor, the first 200-megapixel sensor for mobile devices. This will adaptively bin pixels based on conditions using a technology called Chameleon Cell, using groups of 4 pixels in bright light for a 50-megapixel image, and by groups of 16 pixels in low light for a 12.5-megapixel output. Samples of the sensor are available now, although it's unclear when it will be in devices. Sony announced it will hold a PlayStation Showcase on September 9th at 4 p.m. Eastern. This is scheduled for 40 minutes and will feature games from PlayStation Studios as well as other developers. The event will stream live on Twitch and YouTube. Microsoft will announce new products in its Surface hardware line on September 22nd. The online event will discuss devices and Windows 11. Images of a Surface Duo 2, the hinged Android device, leaked earlier this year, so an official announcement is expected, along with new laptops. And finally, Apollo Global Management has completed its acquisition of Verizon's media group, including Yahoo, AOL, AdTech, and media properties like TechCrunch and Engadget. Verizon Media will be called Yahoo and will operate as a standalone company under Apollo Group, with Verizon Media CEO Guru Gowrappan as CEO of Yahoo. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.